You're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Brad Aspey. Every Friday, we look into the night sky with Mary Stuart Adams, Program Director of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City. And hello, Mary.
Hello, Brad.
Now, the new moon on Saturday will be the last new moon of spring. Does it have a name, or is there any significance in the realm of mythology?
Well, ancient and indigenous people, including poets and dreamers, they typically name the full moon. And in religious observance, it's the moon when it first becomes visible after it's new that really can indicate the onset of a particular religious practice. So there are certainly associations with the new moon, but it doesn't typically have a name. And because we don't see it at new phase, that can lend itself to why there's not a name for it. But when the moon is at new phase, that means that it's in the same degree of the zodiac with the sun.
Degree of the zodiac, what does that mean?
Well, it's going to seem a little dense, so you have to bear with me. It's worth
sure.
it so we can get to the story.
Sure.
For us on the Earth, it appears that the planets and the sun and the moon are moving in a circle around us. And since we know that there are 360 degrees in a circle, we can then apply this to the apparent path that the sun and the moon and the planets are following. And then we can identify their position by saying they occupy a certain degree of the zodiac. You take that one step further and say, all right, so on that apparent path, there are 12 constellations. If we divide the 360 degrees of the circle by 12, that gives us 30 degrees of the circle belonging to each one of those 12 constellations or signs. So then, quite specifically, we would say that Saturday's moon is 18 degrees of Gemini in the tropical zodiac, and that's where the story begins.
Ooh, please share the story.
Well, the planet Venus, which is now our evening star, it's the brightest object looking west about 45 minutes after sunset. Venus has lately completed its once every 120 years pair of transits. This means it appeared to move directly in front of the sun, and it did this twice, once in 2004 and then again in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the ancient Greeks, this movement of Venus marked the time when Venus was like Prometheus, the Titan who stole fire from the gods and gave it to humanity. Venus, it's imagined, moved across the face of the sun and took the flame, then wove it about the earth for 8 years. So that started in 2004, and then in 2012, it's as though Venus, Prometheus, gave that flame back.
Now, is there any relationship between that story and Saturday's new moon?
Well, that's where this degrees of the zodiac steps in, because when Venus, as Prometheus, first took the flame, both Venus and the sun were 18 degrees of Gemini. That's where Saturday's moon will be, 18 degrees of Gemini. So you could start to build a story out of that, and it could start with the fact that Gemini is the twins. So you can say, all right, there are two options here. One is that we don't see anything at all in any of this, and Venus Prometheus, as in the mythology, just stays chained to the rock where his liver is devoured as punishment for having taken flame from the gods. Or the second option is we could be like Hercules. Further on in the myth, it's Hercules who appears and is able to free Prometheus. Hercules, you could say, he recognizes the role of the divine, and because he is able to free Prometheus, he receives a gift. Now, as I said earlier, Venus is prominent in the west starting 45 minutes after sunset, and Hercules is nearing the zenith at the top of our night sky about an hour later. So with this particular new moon, you could say the choice is ours.
Every Friday, we look into the night sky with Mary Stuart Adams, Program Director of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City. And thanks, Mary.
Thank you, Brad.